Praise the Lord. Message number 43. The title of the message, My Help Come from the Lord. Let's open our Bible to Psalm 121. And let us read the whole psalm from verse 1 to verse 8. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help come from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for this time you give us. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to anoint this time and use it mightily for your glory, O Lord. And with my lips, and arrange the message and put verses and word to encourage your people and to direct them and to comfort them to go on the right way of living, O Lord, with assurance that come from you that you will neither leave us nor forsake us. Lord, we do pray that the message will be clear and it will reach your people at the proper and right time that you had ordained for them to hear and to listen to your word. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Seem like that the psalmist is living in an area where there are hills and mountains, where there are also sun and moon and possibly sea are there. He says in verse 1, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? When he was looking to the hills, it came to his mind and to his thought and to his eyes and heard this question. Where does my help come from? Possibly he was living, the psalmist who wrote Psalm 121, he was living in an area. There are hills there. And we know that in Canaan, where the Lord had placed his people, the Israelites, to live and to settle there, they were planting and they were farming in the hills. So when he is looking to the hills, he is seeing the farms, he is seeing the trees, he is seeing also the flocks of sheep and goats that they are pasturing in that area. So he is linking his watch to the hill. He's linking that with the income of his life. When he sees the farms, he knows that vegetables and fruit and crops are coming from these farms. When he looks to the pastures, land there in the farm, in the hills, and he's looking also to the flocks of sheep and goats and cattle, whatever, he knows that he is receiving milk and meat and yogurt. In addition, from the hills, he may receive also honey. In a brief, his daily provision is coming from the hill. But he realized when he was pondering about the great value of this hill in his life. If there are no hills, there is no pastures, there is no farms, then there is no food for me. But later he recognized, and he said in verse 2, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Yes, it is true that I am getting my vegetable and fruit from these hills, and I am getting my milk and cheese and yogurt and honey from that area. Whether I am planting there or I am receiving it by buying, but ultimately the one who makes the hills is God, the one who makes the farms reproduce crops and fruit and vegetables, and the animal produces products and meat and honey from the bees, all come from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Look now around you, and you may see buildings, companies, factories, places where you are working. There are bigger places and big buildings, maybe landscapes around you, and you may think that you are getting your resources, the provision for your life and the income of your daily living, your salary is coming from these institute or companies or big projects. That all true, but the one who's behind all those things, and in fact the one who had created all these things, is the Lord God Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, the maker of heaven and everything on earth, big or small, listen to me, are made by the Lord. Factories, projects, institutes, farms, whatever resources of living that is around you, all came from the Lord. You need to put your eyes not on the hills, not on the factories, not on the big buildings, not on the farms, not on the famous people, rich people, or influential people, but fix your eyes on the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. In verse 3, he say, he's teaching now the psalmist. When he start, he say, in verse 1, I lift up my eyes to the hill. He is testifying that when he was looking to the hill, then he realized that his help come not from the hill, but from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Now he is teaching. As he realized the source of his income and his living, he is now start to teach us. He is saying to us, and he is saying to you, as I am preaching this message, as the Lord sent us this message to encourage us and to refresh us and to ensure us and to comfort us, he said he will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. What he's saying here, he said that he will not let your foot slip. We know that we go every day to work, collect our manna, our income, our daily provision by work. We know that everyone should work. Everyone has his own particular work and job description. So we go to our work, using our feet. As the psalmist who wrote this psalm was speaking on the hills, he knew very well to go and collect a plant or collect vegetable or fruit. He need to climb the hill, so that he will farm, so that he will pasture the flocks and the sheep and the goats and the cattle, in order for him to get the income for his living. So he go on climbing the hills using his feet. We know that when you go climbing the hills. You are using your feet. Your feet may slip or stumble and you fall and you get injured, and then that will hinder you from receiving your living provision. What you say here, he will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. The Lord knows that you have this kind of income, this kind of resources, and you are doing your best to maintain that living for yourself and your family. The Lord is watching over your feet. It will never slip because He is watches over you. He know that He is the one who give you that provision from that resource. So He will keep your body, your foot, your feet, your steps firm and stable and not to slip, so that the blessing of the Lord of Him will continue flow in your life. He say in verse 4, indeed he who watches over Israel will neither sleep or slumber. Will neither slumber or sleep. We know Israel is the name of Jacob. When Jacob met the Lord at the river of Jacob, he say to him after he met him, and Jacob wrestled with God, and after the Lord has struck his hip, he told him that your name will no longer be Jacob but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with men and have overcome. He who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord knows that you are struggling in life, struggling with people, struggling with God to earn your living, to earn your income, to make the life easy with a provision from the Lord. The Lord is really watching over you. He neither sleep nor slumber. The Lord knows that you are struggling, you are having hard time with people, you are having hard time also with God, because God Himself who allows the trials and hardship, and when we overcome it through prayer, through fasting, through humility, through repentance of our sins, through struggle and hard work, the Lord is watching over us. He will neither slumber nor sleep. Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, the Triune God, is watching over us. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The Lord is watching over you. How many times in this psalm is mentioned watches over you? In around 5 times this word is repeated, and when there is a repeated word, it means God is emphasizing the meaning. The Lord watches over you. Don't be afraid, don't be sad, don't be upset. The Lord knows what is going on around you. The Lord is in full control over your life. The Lord is your shade. He is the one to protect you. We know that shade to protect us from rain and from heavy sun. So there's a shade of protection. You are covered, you are protected by the Lord. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The meaning of the right hand here. The Lord is at your disposal. He is your great help. When we say that this person is the right hand of that person, it means this person is a big help and big aid for that particular person. And when the word of God say the Lord is your shade, at your right hand, the Lord is a big help for you, is a big aid for you. Therefore, in verse 6, the sun will not harm you by day. God will protect you from the heat of the sun. Even you go to your work, walking, you are walking in a hot area, the Lord will protect you from the heat of the sun. Those who follow God, they feel less hot, they are less affected by the sun heat. But that does not mean that you will not use umbrella or put something over your head when you are walking in a hot area or under a heat of the sun. God will protect, but we have to be wise also. God provide for us mind to use it, caps to cover our head when it is hot, or umbrella to protect us from the heat of the sun. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. How the moon will harm us? The moon have a link with the movement of the water of the sea, with the high tide and the low tide. This done by the effect of the gravity of the moon on the earth. In certain hours of the 24-hour day, the water of the sea will be drawn to the coast by the gravity of the moon, and then later on will go back. It will go up as a high tide and it will go down as a low tide. It will affect the fishing and those who are working in the sea and those who are receiving their provision from the sea. But since the Lord is watching over them, even that effect of the moon by the night, by doing the high tide and the low tide, it will not affect those who trust in the Lord. It will not affect those who are struggling to live their life to God. What do you mean here? You are struggling to keep your income and your provision. The Lord will not allow harm to come on you, so that provision will continue to flow in your life. In addition, as we say before, as the psalmist is teaching us and telling us, he's testifying, in fact, your foot will not slip. He will not let your foot slip. The Lord will keep you from all harm. The Lord will not allow any harm, whether by people, whether by natural disasters or earthquakes or typhoons or winds or floods or fire. He will not allow this will come and harm you. It may come, but the Lord will preserve you and will keep your income and will keep your living. You may struggle through all these kind of trials, kind of disturbances around you, by nature or by the effect of evildoers or bad people, but the Lord, His promise is there clear. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your life. You may ask, how many days, Lord, you will watch? I know that I am, for the last 6 months, Lord, I am struggling. For the last 1-2 years, I am struggling. For the last 5 years, I am struggling, Lord. Thank you, you are keeping me safe and sound, but Lord, which time the trials will stop and I get relief? The psalmist testified to us, unto you, and assure you, the Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forever more. The Lord will watch whether you go. When you go outside, He's watching. When you come, He is also watching over you. This day only? Tomorrow? No. Both now and forever more. Till the Lord will come and take us to heaven. Till we reach heaven and be with the Lord will continue to watch over us. Let us kneel down before the Lord and let us give Him thanks for all these wonderful promises. We realize that everything good is coming from the Lord. Everything around us that we are living through and getting our provision is coming from the Lord. We come to know that He is watching over us. He will not allow our foot to slip and stumble, and nothing will harm us and nothing will hinder the blessing and His provision in our life. We come to know that He will keep our resources of living. We come to know also that not only now or in the past, but in the future and forevermore, the Lord will do that for His people who are struggling to do His will and live according to His ways. Lord, I give you thanks and I praise you. Kneel down and tell Him, Lord, thank you for the assuring promises. My heart full of thanksgiving and gratitude unto you, Lord. You will neither leave me nor forsake me, Lord. Lord, please, O God, continue to encourage me, Lord, and assure me, Lord, in time that I feel weak, O God, and no one beside me to help me, Lord, assure me, Lord, and the time that I am tempted and I am fixing my eyes on the hills and on the earthly things, thinking that my life and my provision coming from these places, Lord, lift up my eyes unto you, Lord, and let me say, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Lord, I pray that your help to me will continue, Lord, while I am going or while I am coming, both now and forevermore. Lord, comfort your people and take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, and make it reach your people who are waiting to hear your word and getting courage. Oh Lord, we thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.